Heal thyself. Key 7. Shift. Our human ability to conceive of various possibilities and plan our actions in response to many factors is a component of intelligence. At any given moment, we hold as possibilities hundreds of alternate scenarios. We prepare for some and decline to prepare for others. We try to get our preferred possibilities to happen. Intelligence also allows us to hold opposite events as possible and to prepare for both simultaneously. Shifting our focus again and again from physical reality to our joyful imagined wholeness sends a message to our subconscious that our health is high priority. Every time we make this shift, it helps to draw what we want to create toward manifestation. Creativity is one of humanity's most remarkable faculties. Our creativity is enabled and facilitated by our ability to imagine and to easily shift from one idea to another. When humanity becomes more balanced, we will be taught in childhood to use this ability not only to build bridges, but also to heal ourselves. This is the same process we have used whenever we accomplished anything. Even as children, we imagined how our first projects would look or feel. It is such a normal process that it is second nature. Yet how many of us use it consciously for our own health? We often seek outside help first and turn toward self-help only when external methods fail. Using our normal abilities to contribute to our own healing is not as superficial as it might seem. Positive thinking and feeling are essential, but just imagining something doesn't make it automatically come true. Outward physical changes usually occur over time. The disappearance of the tumor in 3 minutes referenced earlier was preceded by months of inner and outer changes in activities, beliefs, and habits. Nature grows babies, plants, animals, crystals, and people in darkness, protected within her womb. When we create, we can take her cue and minimize speaking about or exposing what we are imagining until it appears. We can also refrain from speaking about disease unnecessarily. Healing oneself involves one's whole being. Feeling and releasing feelings, remembering and releasing memories, imagining and releasing imaginings, thinking and releasing thoughts and thinking, desiring and releasing desires and desiring. It involves our will, our soul, our root energy, our emotions, our conscious mind, and our subconscious. When one's whole mind and soul resonate with health and vitality, the body is drawn into that resonance. In truth, all healing involves our own participation. When we go to a physician and utilize a remedy, we take action. Believe in the physician enough to make the visit, and believe in the remedy enough to take it. Unless we cooperate, any technique is moot. When we frequently, joyfully imagine full health, our tendency to gravitate toward what is good for us increases. We are somehow attracted to some possibilities in front of our nose and not others. Our subconscious gives us stronger indications of what is good for us. In case of addiction to alcohol, drugs, nicotine, or sugar, electronic devices, social media, or other behaviors that result in dopamine production, the body still craves the substance until its biochemistry adjusts. Some drugs require a gradual withdrawal. Spontaneous relief of addiction can occur, but usually daily willpower is needed for quite some time. References: Robert Lustig, Research Showing That Sugar is Addictive, David Reinoshek, How Facebook is Altering Your Mind, and Hillary Anderson, The Addictiveness of Social Media. It is also beneficial to routinely shift our focus toward others and to help them in whatever ways we can while keeping our own balance. From children to older folk, whether physically or mentally challenged, neighbor or stranger, everyone benefits from a helping hand. As long as we help others without adopting a sense of superiority, it broadens our perspective and facilitates our all-important balance. When we step on board the joy train, we demand less and less that other people and outer circumstances change and derive more and more happiness from within, from the truth of our being. It becomes easier and easier to bear discomforts, and even deliberate attempts to hurt us don't work so well. We become a source of comfort and joy to others rather than constantly striving to get or find fulfillment. We are still compassionate and we still do what is needed. We give more and need less. Healing from a significant illness results in a major shift, a new way of being, free of the original root. To heal, prepare for change.